That brings us up to almost 7:32 here on your community radio station. Just a wee bit late for our 7:30 feature. It's a word in Edgewise with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. Today is the 30th of October, the 293rd day of 2017, with 62 left in this year. Tomorrow is Halloween, once known as All Hallows' Eve, or the day before All Saints' Day. My mother's birthday, appropriately, some might say who know me, is on All Saints' Day, and she'll turn 90 day after tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mom, a couple of days in advance. Tomorrow, All Hallows' Eve, will mark the 500th anniversary of then-Catholic priest Martin Luther presenting his 95 theses to various representatives of the Catholic Church. Legend has it that Luther dramatically nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, where he lived and preached, but many scholars are now skeptical of that account and instead defer to the real evidence of Luther having mailed or otherwise having conveyed copies of his theses to church associates. Whatever the case, All Hallows' Eve or Halloween is the agreed date that Luther gave the Reformation a big launch half a millennium ago. Astronomers tell us that every Halloween and a few days before and after, the brilliant star Arcturus, the brightest star in the constellation of Boots, the herdsman, sets at the same time and on the same spot on the west-northwest horizon as our summer sun. Arcturus will also rise at the same time and at the same place on the east-northeast horizon as the summer sun. That star, therefore, is considered as the ghost of the summer sun. Today, tomorrow, and the day after, then, at our mid-northern latitudes, Arcturus will set about 2 hours after sunset and about 2 hours before sunrise. And tomorrow, after this latest storm moves on, we might just be able to see Arcturus. 26 years ago today, remarkably large waves along the New England and Canadian maritime coast marked the beginning of what would later be called the perfect storm, after it had unleashed tremendous energy over the ocean off the coast of Canada and sunk the fishing boat Andrea Gale, along with its six-man crew, leading to the best-selling book, The Perfect Storm, by Sebastian Younger, and the resulting blockbuster Hollywood movie of the same title. Away, but the weather turned round, Dylan Thomas's poem in October starts its closing stanza. And some new verses for a different work have surfaced lately in regards to a Trump administration proposal to increase entrance fees during the peak season for visitors at Acadia National Park. The voices of those verses are joining other voices for different verses, though all are roughly related in the business of drawing people to Mount Desert Island. In some cases, it seems, specifically to Bar Harbor. One wonders what a cruise ship voyage might be like today, tossing and turning, wending its way with little mercy from the wind-pummeling Frenchman Bay. My questions are many, beginning with, don't we already have enough visitors to Mount Desert Island by land and sea? When will we embark upon some equally robust data collection ventures to determine what the environmental impact has been and is likely to be with continued increases in visitor numbers to the Mount Desert Island? But meanwhile, for those of us here today, with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain, the sway of the limb and the strength of the grain, we'll relish the sun when it arrives here again, just in time for Moran O'Main, Trick or Treat.